This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One of the key ingredients and prerequisites for the acceptance of any action is ikhlas and sincerity. The world judges us by our actions, while the Almighty judges us by the motive of our actions. Ikhlas is a very delicate, intricate, and sensitive aspect of our faith, simply because only Allah knows who possesses ikhlas and who lacks it. Of course, as believers, we have been taught and told that we should be generous in believing that others have ikhlas. Assume he has ikhlas and critique yourself and interrogate yourself. Well, today, my brother and my sister, I share with you a thermometer of ikhlas. That's what I call it. And like always, with the grace of the Almighty, we provide you that cue in the light of Quran. So the verse we look at today is chapter 9, Juz 10, verse 42. The context of this verse is the expedition of Tabuk. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam mobilizes the companions and tells them that we're going out to Tabuk. Tabuk geographically is located between Medina and Damascus, in the center between Medina and Damascus. The journey is arduous, the heat is intense. So the munafiqeen, they shy away, they withdraw, and they make lame, feeble excuses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ كَانَ عَرَضًا قَرِيبًا وَسَفَرًا قَاصِدًا. If the journey was close, short, nearby, and the material returns, gains, was easy, was accessible, was immediate, was definite, لَتَّبَعُوكَ, they would definitely follow you. وَلَكِمْ بَعُدَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الشُّقَّ. But the journey became very far for them, so then they were hiding under the pretext of this excuse and that excuse. Now let's listen to what the great Mufassir writes in Bayanul Quran, and it gives me a shiver in my spine, and I call it a thermometer or a yardstick of measuring ikhlas. فِيهِ اِعْتِبَارٌ لِمَنْ اِمْتَحَنَ نَفْسَهُ أَهِيَ مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ أَمْ لَا. This ayah provides us with a perfect opportunity to analyze ourselves and check our ikhlas levels. When I'm doing a good action, am I motivated by the pleasure of Allah, the obedience of Allah, or by something ulterior? فَعَلَيْهِ أَن يَرَاهَا فِي مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ مَنْفَعَةٌ دُنْيَوِيَّةٌ وَكَانَ فِيهِ مَشَقَّةٌ. He speaks of two things that the verse really releases a hint to us. Analyze the condition of your heart when the nature of the action is such that it doesn't have any material gain. There's no monetary return, there's no coverage, there's no recognition, there's no prominence, there's no, it's not appearing in any gazette, in any media, on any social media or anything. وَكَانَ فِيهِ مَشَقَّةٌ. And the nature of that action itself is challenging, is daunting, is difficult, is not simple. If you find yourself obliging to some act of virtue which is difficult and doesn't have any material flavor to it, then subhanallah, falyahmadillah, praise Allah, your thermometer of ikhlas is high, is good, is at an ideal position. But if on the reverse, فَإِنَّ الْعَمَلَ الْمُتَضَمِّنَ لِلْمَنْفَعَةِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ لَا سِيَّمَا إِذَا كَانَ سَهْلًا. You find yourself ever ready to perform an action of good, but that has some material flavor. It's giving you likes, it's giving you thumbs up, it's giving you retweets, it's giving you prominence, it's giving you mileage, it's giving you coverage. People are talking about it. You're feeling your ego being inflated. You are feeling prominent about the whole thing. La siyama idha kana sahla, more so when the nature of that action is very simple, it's very easy. It does not involve any effort on your part. Laysa dalilan lil mahabbati. This is not necessarily a reflection of your love for the Almighty. فَلَا يَغْتَرُّ بِتَحَمُّلِهَا مِثْلَ هَذَا الْعَمَلِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So don't deceive yourself or appease yourself by the repeated execution of such actions which have material benefit in it. And it's simple to execute that this stems from your love for Allah, because this is not necessarily a reflection of the love for the Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with ikhlas. May Allah bless you with ikhlas. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.